Okay, today we're going to start a new topic in a series of Shas topics. I was thinking about talking about this topic at some time during the year anyway, and since it's a couple of weeks before Pesach, and since some of the mitzvahs that we do on Pesach revolve around this halachic topic, so then we'd speak a little bit about halachic ramifications, halachic parameters of achila. What's considered to be achila in halacha, what's not considered to be achila in halacha, both in terms of prohibitions, in terms of mitzvahs, which really becomes very, very relevant many, many Shabbos Pesach time, but really goes way beyond Pesach as well. So in terms of the term achila, the word achila, the Gemara in the seventh verse of Chulin quotes a basic machlokes, a sense of gastrological, whatever word it is, machlokes, as to precisely at what point we define the ma'is achila. You know, obviously when the Torah speaks about eating something, both in terms of isurim, in terms of mitzvahs, so you take food, and put it into your mouth, and eventually it makes it down its way into the rest of the body. The question is, what point is the cutoff point? At what point do we say halacha? Person was involved in an act of achila. So the Gemara quotes machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, whether we say anos grono, whether we say anos meo. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the key point of achila is the point of the goron, the point where the food goes down the throat. Unclear exactly where the beginning of the throat, the end of the throat, the middle of the throat, what exactly, which point of the throat is Rabbi Yochanan referring to. But he's clearly referring to a higher point in the system. According to Rish Lakish, no. According to Rish Lakish, it's Hanos Me'ayim. At the point of Achila is when the food reaches the Me'ayim. Reaches the Me'ayim literally refers to the intestines. I think it means literally the intestines in the biological sense. But it means what we call it to the Kishkas. It means a little bit further down into the system. Where exactly it is also unclear. So we definitely have Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish as to how do we define Achila Kol Terakula. We pass in Allah like Rabbi Yochanan, but a little bit of unclarity as to where exactly that point of Achila is. What Hanos going is according to Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara has some very gory nafkaminas lalocha. We'll leave out most of the details about this. A person who eats and throws up and eats again, is that considered to be one achilah, two achilahs? Yeah, no. Again, the nafkaminas are real, but in terms of our practical purposes, we're just going to leave it as the machlekes, theoretical machlekes, between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. So there is a big discussion in the Acharonim as to whether this machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is a machlekes that permeates all areas of halacha, or perhaps there are certain exceptions to this rule. Perhaps there are some areas of halacha that even Rabbi Yochanan would agree to Rish Lakish. That the definition of achila may change according to Rabbi Yochanan in certain isolated areas of halacha. So one of the isolated areas of halacha that becomes questionable is the issue of eating on Yom Kippur. So the Mechas Chinuch raises the question, if a person eats on Yom Kippur, should we go with the regular rules of Hanos Goro, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the definition of achila is much, much higher up in the digestive tract? Or maybe Rabbi Yochanan would concede to Rabbi Shlokish in the area of eating on Yom Kippur. Why is that? Why should one believe the Yom Kippur is different? So the Gemara already tells us in other areas of Achila that Yom Kippur is different than other areas of Halacha, particularly in the realm of Shiurim, and how much a person has to eat on Yom Kippur in order to be Chayav. In other areas of Achila, which hopefully we'll talk about as we go on today, the Shiur is Kezayas, Kach Nemra Halacha Moshe Mesinai, it's Tam Achila's Kezayas. If a person eats a Kezayas of Chazer, that's the primary Isser of eating Chazer. Person eats a kezayis of chametz, that's the primary issur of eating chametz. Whereas when it comes to Yom Kippur, so the Gemara says explicitly that if you eat a kezayis, so you wouldn't be chayav kares. The shear for eating Yom Kippur is much higher, but a little bit more than quantitatively than a kezayis. The shear is kekesevis agasa. The shear is the size of a large date. Manishtana Yom Kippur, other issur in the Torah. So the Gemara says because the Torah never uses the word achila in Yom Kippur. The Torah says, Ki kol nefesh shel ma'aseuna, as the mitzvah is inoy, to afflict oneself on Yom Kippur. It's true that the halacha Moshe Mesinai defines inoy as being achila, so everybody agrees that's what the Torah requires of us to do, is to refrain from achila. But since the Torah Shemesaf doesn't use the word achila, so Chazal of Adrasha is alluding to the fact that the shir achila on Yom Kippur is different than the shir achila in other areas of halacha. So the Menchas Chinuch takes that Gemara and suggests that maybe that Gemara has ramifications outside of just the quantity of achila, maybe even within the definition of achila itself. Amed devar mamurim, that the definition of achila, the agdar of achila, is anaz garon. That's when the halacha is defined in terms of achila. When it comes to Yom Kippur, where it's not really an issue of achila, achila is a mechanism to get the built in inoy. The real issue of Yom Kippur is the breaking of one's affliction, the breaking of one's inoy. So just as in Hukha Shiurim, quantitatively, the halachas are different, maybe qualitatively, in terms of defining the ma'isa achila, they're going to be different as well. And therefore, argues the Mechas Chinuch, if a person ate on Yom Kippur, quote unquote, and all the experience was Anos Goron, and for whatever reason, he never reached the point of Anos Me'ayim, so then Menachas Chinuch suggests that even according to Yechanan, he would be potter for eating on Yom Kippur, because the only time we invoke the principle called Anos Goron is when the Allah is defined by Achila proper. Whenever there are other factors, it has to be a lack of Inu, it has to be breaking of one's Inu doesn't take place until the point of Anos Me'ayim. That's the Chiddush of the Menachas Chinuch. So the Yosemech disagrees, the Yosemech says, that even though the Menachas Chinuch Lomdus is correct, that Yom Kippur is different from other areas of Halacha, there's no question about it, vis-a-vis Shiurim, they are different, but the Yosemech thinks, he doesn't think that they're different in terms of the very basic definition of Achila. He says, I'll bring you a proof that the definition of the Ma'is Achila in Yom Kippur is really synonymous with the Ma'is Achila in Kol HaTarkula. Machlekes HaTanoim, about a very, very bodn shayla in Yom Kippur. A guy goes and eats trefa food in Yom Kippur. He goes and eats chaz, eats nevelas, a trefa in Yom Kippur. So is he chayev for two averus, because he ate treif and he's ate in Yom Kippur? Or do we say no? Should we apply the principle called Eidus Achal al-Isser, that since the first Isser of Nevela was chal first, it was treif of food first, and now when Yom Kippur comes, that second Isser of Yom Kippur can't take effect, can't take hold on the previous Isser. So should we say Eidus Achal al-Isser or not? So look like it's a tenoim between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. So Rabbi Shimon's opinion is that Eid Isser, Achal al-Isser would apply here, and therefore since the food was treif before Yom Kippur started, when Yom Kippur comes, the second dish of Yom Kippur doesn't take hold, and he's only chayev for eating treif. What's the significance of only being chayev eating treif? He's only chayev malchus, he's not chayev karis. So according to Rabbi Shimon, if he had a choice between eating kosher food in Yom Kippur or treif food in Yom Kippur, it would make more sense to eat treif food in Yom Kippur, because the treif food is only also b'taras. Treif is not also b'taras Yom Kippur. And the Rabbanan disagree. The Rabbanan say no, that ein issachal issa wouldn't apply here for the following reason, because the Gemara explains that this is what's called an issa koilo. Issa koilo means that when do we say ein issachal issa? That's when the second issa wants to take hold on the first issa all by itself, alone. We have one dover also, and now the second issa kicks in, and the second issa can't take effect on the first issa. But what if the second issa is taking effect on other things as well? Just as it's taking effect on other things, so then migo, that it's taking place in other things, it can have the ability to be koilel, the dover aser as well. So that's what the Gemara says, that this is a classic example of nisa koilel, because when Yom Kippur comes, it's not just that the tray for food becomes aser, the potatoes and the pizza and the ice cream, everything becomes aser. So migo, since the other food becomes aser, it's koilel, the use of Yom Kippur takes hold, takes effect. Once it takes effect on the dvarma mutarim, it takes effect on the dvarma aserim as well. And Rabbi Shimon denies that principle. Rabbi Shimon says, no, there's no such thing as an issur koilo. Rabbi Shimon says that we apply the regular rules of ein issur chalisa. But like I said, Rabbi Shimon the Rabbanan, we have to pass it against Rabbi Shimon. We have to pass it against the Rabbanan that a eichel nevelis, a treifus, b'yom kippur, is chayev, both for eating treif, as well as eating yom kippur. So we pass it in aloha against Rabbi Shimon. But within Rabbi Shimon's sheet, the lishitasa, was a correct shita. Rabbi Shimon, who denied the principle of issur koilo, held that this would be a limitation of Enes Echalissa. So says the Yosemech, when do we apply the rule of Enes Echalissa? That's only when one violates the two Isurim simultaneous. If you want me to be chayef twice for the same exact act, Enes Echalissa. But what if the two Isurim are going to be violated at different times? I'm going to violate the Isur of eating. I'm going to violate the Isur of eating on Yom Kippur at one moment. I'm going to violate the Isur of eating treifas at a different moment. Then the whole sugi of Enes Echalissa breaks down. Enes Echalissa is only Vasachas. So says the Arsameach, if the Menachas Chinuch is right, that according to Yechanan, the time, the precise halachic moment of violation is different for Yom Kippur than in other areas of halacha, and the whole sugya of Eidus Achalissa breaks down, because everyone agrees, that Rabbi Yochanan speaking, Rabbi Yochanan would say that everybody agrees that the eating of treifas is violated at the time of Anas Goron, whereas the eating of Yom Kippur isn't violated until much later. So since the Gemara doesn't say that, the Gemara lumps together the Yisur V'Achila, Yom Kippur, other Yisurim, in one shot, that's called an Eidus Achal al-Lisur. You see from here that the moments are in fact simultaneous. Again, so we started out with the Machlekes of Yechon and Rish Lakish. Is there a din of Hanaz Goron, is Hanaz Meyav? What exactly is the Mechaye for Achil and Kotar Kula? The Chiddush of the Mechaz Chinuch, that maybe Yom Kippur is different, because it's not a function of Achil, it's a function of Bilti Inui. Yosemech's Raya against Mechaz Chinuch. So there are ways to be Doichel the Raya. It's not the end of the world. Mechaz Chinuch also knew that Gemara. So again, we're not learning the Yom Kippur part of the Sugi right now. There are ways to be Doichel the Raya. But in terms of conceptually, we have a major Machlekes, the Gedel Yechorenim, whether Rabbi Yechon Rish Lachish is questioned, is something that permeates all areas of Halacha, or whether it perhaps we can chisel away at certain Yisur, which is not pure Achim. Then the Mechaz Chinuch suggests another Chiddush, that maybe This machlokes is going to have an impact on a mitzvah, not so much on the realm of Yisum, in the realm of mitzvahs, particularly the mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon. The Torah tells us, V'chalt v'savat v'rach, that there's a chiyuv d'araisa to bench. So says the Birchas Chinuch, what's the chiyuv d'araisa to bench? What's considered to be a ma'isa chila to be chiyuv to bench? So says the Birchas Chinuch, l'chora, it should depend on the machlokes of Yechon Mishlokesh. If you hold like Mishlokesh, so then Hanos Me'ayim is necessary in order to bench. If you hold like Yechon, Hanos Goron should be sufficient. So says the Birchas Chinuch, he doesn't think that's true. He says because that, since the Torah qualifies achila for benching, it says v'chalta v'savata, it's not enough just to have a ma'isa achila. You have to have a ma'isa achila with a svia. That's why, according to most of the Rishonim, if a person only eats a kezayis, they're not chayav to bench min haTorah. Well, most Rishonim assume that the chiyuv of birchas hamazon d'araisa is only to eat kedei svia. So kedei svia is an additional component to be chayav in benching. So you need achila plus to be chayav in benching. So just as when it came to Yom Kippur, you need achila plus, there has to be a break of inoy in order to be chayav, and the Mechas Chinuch therefore redefined achila for the purposes of Yom Kippur. He does the same thing when it comes to Birchas Hamazon, that one is only chayav in Birchas Hamazon d'araisa if one does achila plus sviya. So if a person, let's say, would eat in a way that he experienced Hanos Gara, but he never got Hanos Me'ayim, then L'choy, would it be Chayv in Birchas HaMazon? What would that mean practically? It's a real shot. The person eats and then throws up. So what would it then be? If the person ate and they immediately threw up, would he be Chayv to bench? So we assume that's probably called Hanos Gara without Hanos Me'ayim. If that's the case, then according to Mechas Chiddush, he wouldn't be Chayv to bench because he never experienced the Hanos Me'ayim. Unless one wants to argue that he wouldn't be chayv to bench min haTorah, because min haTorah you have to have achila and tzviya, but mid the Rabbanon you chayv to bench for kezayis alone. So when the Chachamim misaken that you have to bench for kezayis, l'chora they redefine the mitzvah birchas hamazon. On a level of the araisa, achila and tzviya are necessary in order to be chayv in birchas hamazon. And now once mid the Rabbanon they misaken that all you need is a kezayis. You don't need kedei sviya to be chayev. So then they said that all is necessary is the ma'isa chila. You don't need sviya halacha la'ma'isa. So maybe according to that svara, if a person ate and immediately threw up, so they wouldn't be chayev to bench min haTorah, but they would be lacking sviya, but they would be chayev to bench midrabanan, because it's no worse than eating a kezayis. So there are other acharonim who questioned this chiddush. Maybe the person has put to the bench on totally different grounds. Mishnah says in the end of Brachas that if a person eats and misachel hamozim ameyav, if the food has already been digested, whatever exactly that means, he reaches the point where he's not really hungry anymore, so the food has lost its effect, so then the person is potter from benching because he missed the time, he says a shear. A guy ate today and then he wants to bench next week, so that's already too late. Once it's misachel hamozim, once he's already finished being eaten that food, so the shear of being finished is called misachel hamozim. So one can argue that if a person throws up the food, that's even more than misachel hamozim. The sakhla mozim means that the food's inside his body, it's finished being whatever that calls digestion, whatever stage of digestion we're talking about, where the person has already reached the point where he's hungry again. Kalvachomer, if he throws up, he may not be hungry because he may be sick, he may have a stomach virus, he may not want to eat. But in terms of being satiated from this food, it's hard to believe he's satiated from this food if it's not in his body anymore. So some achronim say that it's not shaykh for him to be chayiv in benching because it's no worse than the sakhla mozim. That's already a technical grounds, whether that's correct or not. But in terms of the pure achila issue, so the mechaschinos Chiddush is a questionable one. And maybe the definitions of achila change according to different areas of halacha. So again, the starting point of the sugya is achila is a certain very, very specific qualitative description. There's a definition called the hanos gor, hanos me'ayim. Whether that's true for all areas of quote unquote eating in halacha depend on this chiddush and mechas chiddush. Maybe Yom Kippur is different, maybe Birchas HaMazon is different. But there is. I'm not sure, I don't know which kind they had in mind. We assume that it's more, the Gemara says it's more than kezayis, less than a kebetza. So it's somewhere in the middle. When we speak about achila, so there's a very basic halacha mashe b'sinai that governs all of achas achila, and that's the quantitative amount. The Gemara says the halacha mashe b'sinai that stam achila is b'kezayis. So this is true both from Mitzvah's essay, Ferish Gemara concerning matzah. The Gemara says that if a person eats kezayis and matzah in order to be yaitzah the mitzvah, this is true in terms of isurim. If a person eats less than a kezayis, that's considered to be significantly less of an aveira than eating a full shiur of a kezayis. What exactly is that shiur of a kezayis all about? I don't mean how much a kezayis is. another topic. But what exactly are the parameters of that shir of kazayas? Let's say in the realm of a machol sasura. So the Torah says if you eat a kazayas, so then what happens? What are the significance of eating a kazayas? So the Gemara quotes a machalikis atanoim, the Mishnah quotes a machalikis atanoim between Rabbi Shimon and everybody else. So everybody else assumed that the cutoff point of kazayas is a cutoff point vis-a-vis onshin. Namely, if a person eats less than a kazayas, you're not chayev malchus. It's still also, but you're not chayev malchus. If you eat more than a kazayas, then you're going to be chayev malchus. And Rabbi Shimon said no. Rabbi Shimon says kol shulam malchus. Rabbi Shimon says that if a person eats even the smallest amount, he's chayev malchus. So what was the halacha Moshe Messina according to Rabbi Shimon? So the halacha Moshe Messina was legabi kavanos. There are certain isurim that a person eats, which are chayev kares, like chametz, or nice, pigol, chaylev, dam, etc. Certain isurim which carry with them the onus of kares. Whatever carries with it the onus of kares, if done b'shoygeg, carries with it a requirement to bring a korban chatas. So Rabbi Shimon says that the halacha Moshe Messinai of kazayas versus less than kazayas was only said vis-a-vis karbonos, means to be chayev a korban, so then you have to eat a kazayas to be. If you eat less than your pot to be a korban, to be chayav malchus, chayav malchus even on a kosher. So everybody agrees that there was a halacha Moshe Messina called kazayis. That's not debatable. The Rambam writes that there was never a machlokes about whether there was existing halacha Moshe Messina. That's for double poshut. You have machlokes sometimes how to define halacha Moshe Messina. What are the parameters of that particular details of that halacha Moshe Messina? That you have machlokes in the Gemara about. But the existence, the lack thereof, the Rambam claims, was not neat unto machlokes. So to over here, everybody agrees there was a halacha Moshe Messina that there's a cutoff point of a kazayis. That was a sheer in terms of achila, a cutoff point. Lagabe, which aspect, which dimension of achila? So everybody else held a cutoff point vis-a-vis the Einish. Rabbi Shimon had a unique shita vis-a-vis the carbon. You know, pass like Rabbi Shimon, pass of course like the Chachamim. That kolshu is true that it's osur, but in terms of being chayiv, you're not chayiv anything unless you eat kizayis. When the Gemara says, Gemara's Medayik from the Mishnah, Maseches Yuma, that if you eat less than a kazayas, it's still asar. There was a further machlok, is a breakdown between Rabbi Yechon and Mishlokish, just how asar is it? What exactly is the degree of isar for a person who eats less than a kazayas? Or Pachas Mekashia, Chatzishia, whatever you want to call it, it's all the same thing. Is Chatzishir also min haTorah, is Chatzishir also min haRabbanan? So the Gemara says that according to Reish Lakish, min haTorah, the halacha Moshe Messina not only defines the Chiyav Korban, and not only defines the Chiyav Malchus, but defines the very essence of the Chiyav, the Isser altogether. According to Reish Lakish, if you eat a little bit of Chazir, a little bit of Nevela, Strefus, you eat a little bit of Yom Kippur, so you're in violation of an Isser, but it's only an Isser min haRabbanan. Chatzishir is also min haRabbanan, according to Reish Lakish. And Rabbi Yochanan disagreed. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Chatzishir is also min haTorah. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan, so we have to understand Rabbi Yochanan sheet a little bit better. So we pass in the Chatzishir is also in a Torah. There's no Malchus, there's no Onish, no Karis, no Karban until Kazayas. But Midaraisa there is an Isser, even Pachas Mekashia. How do you know that? Where in the world did Rabbi Yochanan know that from? So the Gemara gives two very, very different approaches to explain Rabbi Yochanan Shita. So one is based on Gezeres HaKosov. The Torah says, Kikol Ochel Chaylev, that kol is a riboy. Kol is coming to tell me that even the smallest amount of chaylev that a person eats, one is over in Isser. Not chayav malchus, that's halacha Moshe Sinai, kol kizayis. But ki kol is a riboy, kol is marbe, that even a mash, or even a kol shu, would be an Isser min haTorah. That's one mocker in the Gemara. Then the Gemara gives another mocker, that it's based on a svar, it's not based on a pasuk. What's the svar? So two magic words, chazal, it's the rufe. That since lemais, if a person would eat a little bit, then eats a little more, a little more, a little more, eventually reaches the point of being chayav malchus, so therefore, even the smallest amount is also awesome in a Torah. That's the svar called chazal, it's the rufe. So the question is, what exactly is that svar? What does that svar mean, chazal, it's the rufe? Therefore what? But lemais, he didn't eat the kazayis yet. So why does the chazal, it's the rufe somehow create an Israel love of the Araisis? There's a major machlokes, a flurilam de shechakira, as to what exactly the nature of that statement that chazal, it's the rufe is all about. So one could present chazal terufa in one of two ways. Either chazal terufa means that's the raya, that's the hochocha, that there's an isra of eating chatzishia. Rabbi Yochanan says that it doesn't make any sense to say that chatzishia is mutter min haTorah because it comes out absurd. A person sits down and eats a kazayis chazir. He doesn't eat it all at once. He takes a little bite of chazir. So you're going to tell him, min haTorah, you didn't do anything wrong. According to Reish Lakish, nothing happened. Min haTorah, he's a tzaddik gomor. It's less than a kazayis. Then he takes another bite. Min haTorah, you didn't do anything wrong. Then he takes the third bite, the fourth bite, he eats the tenth bite, and he has not yet done anything wrong. And all of a sudden, on the tenth bite, he hits the jackpot that he just ate a kazayis. We go in and we give him malchus. For what? How can he give him malchus? What did he do that was wrong? So says Rabbi Yochanan, from the fact that there's a din of chazal terufa, from the fact that the Torah says there's a din of you eat a kazayis, Shai Malkus, that's a glowing milsalim of Freya. That shows us retroactively that everything you did along the way was also. Otherwise, it would be bizarre. It would be absurd. That everything you did, hat there, and then all of a sudden, that last mashu, which itself was also hat there, because chati she has mutter in the Torah, all of a sudden, Yichai Malkus. What are Yichai Malkus for? So therefore, Rabbi Yechanan said the din of Malkus for Kazayas, that statement of Chazlitz Terufa is a hoch, is a proof that what you did was wrong all along. So the Chazlitz Terufa is not what we would call the reason for the Yisr. The Chazlitz Terufa is the hoch, is the proof that there must be some pre-existing Yisr called Chatzis Shia. Maybe one could say no. Maybe one could say the Chazlitz Terufa is the reason. Chazlitz Terufa means that something that can potentially lead you to the Yisr is also ready right now. Is that not the proof? Is that the raya that it's usur? But chazlitz terufei is goofy usur. The fact that it's chazlitz terufei, that hein advarim, that's the reason why it's usur. It's also because you're not allowed to set up a situation where it's going to be chazlitz terufei. My nafkamin aladina, very long the shiva machlekes, lachar nafkamin aladina would be, what if you have a situation where for some technical reason it's not chazlitz terufei anymore? For you created a scenario, you ate the food in such a quirk of a way that even if you'll try to be chazlitz terufei, you won't be able to succeed. So let's say, what would we did in Yom Kippur, the very, very end of Yom Kippur, guys, right before Shkia, right, for whatever the soul's amount of Yom Kippur is, at that moment, he goes and he takes a bite of something. Did he violate an issa dir aisa? Did he violate an issa dir rabbanu? So the Rebbe Yehuda writes that it should depend on her and the shayla. So the Rebbe Yehuda assumed that one would not violate Yom Kippur min haTorah for that. Why? Because the Rebbe Yehuda says that chazlitz terufei is only true kol's man, that's mamish chazlitz terufei. The reason for the issa is chazlitz terufei. The fact that that what you are doing can potentially lead you down the line to an aveira, that is also here. It's physically impossible to lead you to the aveira because even if you continue eating, you're on the buzzer. You have one. You take that last shot before the buzzer went off. So you take that one last bite, but you'll never get the second bite in. By the time you get the second bite, Yom Kippur is over. So the view that says, whenever practically speaking, you won't be able to reach the point of Issur, we cannot ask a chatzis shiur min haTorah. If one would take the other side of the chakir, one would say that chazlitz terufei is not the name of the Issur. Chazlitz terufei is just megala, that there is such an Issur. So the fact that you're eating it in such a way that happens to be, it won't be chazlitz terufei. It doesn't do anything. Chazlitz terufei is not the name of the game. Chazlitz terufei is the proof that there exists an Issur, pre-existing Issur, which would be violated no matter what time of the day you eat it. So this suffix, this shaya that the Rebbe raises, may be helpful not only in the realm of Yom Kippur, but may touch on something closer to home this time of year in terms of Pesach. There is a very difficult Rambam in the beginning of the Chametz Matzah, where the Rambam writes that a person is not permitted to eat Chametz on Pesach. That's not the difficult part, that's easy. The Rambam says you're not allowed to eat Chametz on Pesach, and even if a person eats a chatzis shiur of Chametz on Pesach, he's over Nisan D'Oraisa. You're not chayav Malkus, you're not chayav Koretz, but even if you eat a mashu, even one crumb of Chametz, that would be a Nisan D'Oraisa, says the Rambam, as it says in the Chumash, V'lo Yerachal Chametz. The Torah says you can't eat Chametz, even a mashu, even a little kosher of Chametz would be awesome. V'lo Yerachal Chametz. So the Acharonim jump on the Rambam. Why did the Rambam need a pasuk to tell me lo yachol chametz? And if it wouldn't have said lo yachol chametz, if it would have said in other places lo seichel chametz, kol chametz lo seichel, it says the Yisra of eating chametz 100 times in the Chumash. So why did the Rambam need a special zeres hakasa to tell me chatzis shiur zasa? Why would chatzis shiur mean anything less than chaylev mevelus treifus yom kippur? All areas of halacha there's a din of chatzis shiur zasa in the Torah. So why did the Rambam have to go create a new pasuk, a special chiddush, a zeres hakasa to tell me that you can't eat chametz in Pesach even in mashu? So the Yehuda says that he thinks what the Rambam is alluding to is this idea that the Yisra of chatzis shiur on Pesach is radically different than Chatzis Shiur in other areas of Halacha. Chatzis Shiur in other areas of Halacha is only Asur because it's Chazlitz Terufei. And if it's not Chazlitz Terufei, then it's Taka Mutter Min HaTorah. So lo yitzuyah that there wouldn't have been such a Gzeres HaKosav if a guy would have sat down the last minute of Pesach and eaten a slice of pizza, and he wouldn't have had enough time to get to the Kazayas before Shkia, before the end of the day, so that would not have been an Issa D'Oraisa. Lo yitzuyah that there wouldn't have been a Gzeres HaKosav. If he would have been working with the regular rules of Chatzis Shiur, so Chatzis Shiur would break down in a case where it's not practically able to reach Chazlitz Terufei. That's the Chiddush of Lo Yachol Chametz. Lo Yachol Chametz comes and teaches me that even though it's impossible to be Chazlitz Terufei, Lo Yachol Chametz tells me that Pesach is different. Manishtana Lazem, Chametz is different. Chametz is also, even if it's Yevshlitz Terufei, Chametz is also, you don't need Chazlitz Terufei. Chametz is also Mekoshu, because that's the Zeres HaKos. That's what the Torah Kedosh said. That's what the magic words of Lo Yachol Chametz comes to teach me. That the definition of the Yisr of Chatzis Shiur and Pesach is radically different than in other areas of Halacha. Other areas of Halacha dependent upon Chazlitz Terufei, and if Chazlitz Terufei breaks down, then the whole Issa of Chatzis Shiur and Torah breaks down. Whereas in Chometz, it's an Issa b'frei atzmo, it's a separate, distinct Issa learned out from Gzeres HaKosov, which is also under all circumstances. Practical enough, it would be this case of the guy who eats it at the very, very last minute. So Kopanim, we definitely have a din of Chatzishia, we definitely pass like Rabbi Yechon, Chatzishia is also in our Torah. However, there's still some degree of ambiguity about the very nature, about the very essence of this din of Chatzishia, specifically as it relates to Achila. We started off the Shia by saying that we're going to talk in these next couple of weeks, hopefully, about the definition of Achila, the Agdor of Achila. So we started out by talking about the time mechanism of Achila, what point of the Maisa Achila is a person in violation of the Isser. Then we started to speak about the quantity of Achila, how much is necessary in order for a person to violate a din of Achila. So the question becomes, let's go back to the dictionary, back to basic vocabulary, to find for me the word Achila. The Torah says, Be'erf Teich L'matzes. The Torah says, Lo Seichal Chomes. The Torah says, Lo Seichal Chelu, Seichal Chazia. How do you precisely define the word Achila? So one could suggest multiple definitions of what Achila means. According to Reish Lakish, the word Achila doesn't just mean to eat. The word Achila means eat a kezayis, or don't eat a kezayis. Because according to Reish Lakish, Chatzi Shir is mamish nothing. Chatzi Shir is not a nisa deraisa b'chlal. So the Torah's definition, if you were writing a halachic dictionary, so you would define Achila as not eating, but eating a kezayis is part, the word kezayis is part of the very definition of the word Achila. What about according to Rabbi Yechanan? According to Rabbi Yechanan, who says that on the one hand, there's a din of halacha marsini of kezayis. On the other hand, there's a din of chatzishir also min haTorah. So what did Rabbi Yechanan mean? Rabbi Yechanan was redefining achila. Rabbi Yechanan had a very, very different definition of achila than Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yechanan held that the definition of achila really means kolsho. The smallest amount, the crumb of food I put into my mouth, I ate chametz, I ate chazer, I ate nevels and treifas. The definition of achila is radically different according to Rabbi Yechanan. But Rabbi Yechanan says, you only chay malchus if you eat a kezayis. That's a separate din. That's a separate, because a special halacha of Sinai that not all achila is carried with a benonish, only an achila of a kezayis, only if you eat a certain amount of achila, ayichayev malchus. But in terms of the very definition of the word achila, achila means kolshu according to Rabbi Yechanan, radically different than Reish Lakish. Or do we say no? Achila according to Rabbi Yechanan also means kezayis. Everybody agrees, except for Shimon, maybe everyone agrees that achila means kezayis. Rabbi Yechanan is mechadesh. There's this new din called chatzishir osam ben haTorah. It's not that chatzishir osam ben haTorah is redefining the wheels. It's not redefining what achila means. Achila is defined by its own definition. Achila means kezayis. That's it. According to Rabbi Yechon, to Reish Lakish, the basic definition of achila means kezayis. Elohim, there's a din of chatzishir osam min haTorah. For whatever reason exists, akos and asvar, whatever the reason is, but the word achila remains in the same definition as according to Reish Lakish. What do we say now? That the word achila is now redefined based on the principle called chatzishir. So this is a very, very long question, v'das Rabbi Yechon. But l'chora, What it really boils down to is as follows. Let's say a person eats a chatzishir of nevela. So what's the name of the issa that he violated? According to me, chatzishir asa b'nater. Do we say you violated nevela? You ate nevela? You were in violation of achilas nevela? Okay, we're not going to give you malchus. We're not going to give you malchus. But you violated the issa of achilas nevela? What do I say? No, I didn't violate the issa of achilas nevela. I violated the issa of achilas chatzishir. I don't want to call achila. I violated the issa called chatzishir. I violated another issa of the Torah. Achilas nevela I didn't violate. So again, a very, very long my nafkamina, we need a practical nafkamina to highlight the shaila. So the Ramban in Sefer Teres Adam suggests a very real nafkamina to this very, very long the shaila. Is it called achila of a kezayis or not really called achila? So the Ramban raised the following question, the sugya of pikuach nefesh. We know that Allah tells us we have a rule called machila so akala kal kaidem. If you have a chayla and the doctor say he has to eat something, if he doesn't eat, he's going to die. So true, we're going to give him something to eat, and if we don't have any kosher food, we're going to give him treifa food. But even within giving him treifa food, we try to give out, there's a hierarchy of treifa food. So let's say you have tzchela versus nevela. So should I give him the forbidden fat, or should I give him an animal that died without a shechita? So the Gemara says the favor should give him the nevela, because nevela is a lesser avera than chela. Chela is an isakoris, nevela is an isalav, so isakoris is more chobot than isalav. So the Gemara gives you a list. If you have to give him tevel versus something, yeah, whatever it is, truma versus chazer, whatever, different gradations of Isurim based on the degree of Onesh that illustrates for us just how chomer the Isur is. So the Ramban raises the following shot. What would the din be? The doctor say to him, listen, you don't have to eat too much, but you have to have a little bit of food. I don't know who these doctors are, but you got to have a chatzi shir, very long the doctor. You have to have a chatzi kezayis. You don't have a whole kezayis. You have to have a chatzi kezayis. It happens to be that on the table, there are two chatzi zayisim. There's a chatzi zayis of chazir, there's a chatzi zayis of chaylev. So we know that normally, if you have a choice between chazir and chaylev, we would opt for the chazir. Chazir is in Islam, there's only malchus, whereas chaylev carries within an inish of kares. But here, there's not going to be any malchus, there's not going to be any kares, there's not going to be anything, because both swim a chatzishir, and the doctors are telling us, all you need is a chatzishir, because I also do the trick. So comes the Ramban, has a suffix, what's the din? Do we require of him to opt for the chatzishir of chazir? Because machilas or kalakal kaidim, because achilas chazir is a less of an issa than achilas chaylev. Or do we say, what do you mean less of an issa? That's only when you're going to be chayv malchus. When it's malchus versus kumpis, the curse is mochum. Here, you're not going to be chayv anything. This is chatzishir, this is chatzishir. So they're both issu, whatever he wants to eat, he wants. He likes chaylev, that'll be chaylev, he likes chazir, whatever he prefers to eat, that would be perfectly okay. So does the din of achilas or kalakal kaidim kick in the realm of chatzishir? So what's the suffix of the Ramban? What's the lumdus of the 2 days in the Ramban? So clearly, this is the Shaila. Do you say that Chatzishir is also called Risra Achila? So basically, this guy has two choices in front of him, either to eat Chaylev or to eat Chazir. So we know one is Muhammad than the other. Whether you personally are going to be Chayv Kares, that's a different story. But the very essence, the very Etzem HaIsser of Chazir is less than the Etzem HaIsser of Chaylev. So if we're dealing with an Isser Chazir, an Isser Chaylev, then we would insist that the person go for the Kalakal Kaidim. You have to go for the lower level Isser. But if you tell me that the whole definition of achila breaks down, because even Rabbi Yechanan defines achila in terms of a kizayis, anything less than kizayis is nishken achila. It's a different issur. It's an issur called chatzishir. So in the realm of the issur of chatzishir, how do you know what's more chomer than the other? Maybe they're equal footing. A chatzishir of chelev, a chatzishir of nevelas, a chatzishir of chaz. It's all the same. So then do whatever you want. There is no hierarchy in terms of which issur to go for. So this is a very very lumdish shashayla. What's the very nature? What's the very essence of chatzishir? There are questions about the details of chatzishir. Just how far does chatzishir go? So our discussion about chatzishir has been revolving mostly around the realm of Yisurim. That's where the whole sugya is in the Gemara about chatzishir appear. But what about other areas? What about particularly in the realm of mitzvahs? Would we say the chatzishir carries over to mitzvahs as well? So let's say you have a following situation. You have a guy who only has a half a kezayis of matzah. He's sitting on a desert island somewhere Pesach night, and he comes to the realization that he only has a half a kezayis of matzah. So what would we tell him to do? Would we say you better go and eat it, because even though you're not going to fulfill the full mitzvah, at least you fulfill a half a mitzvah? The same way that we have that model in Yisurim, that it's not a full Isser, but it's a quasi Isser. So maybe we'd say here also that that's it's kedai, it's worth it for you to eat the chatzizayis of matzah. Or should we say no? That chatzishir is in the realm of Yisurim, but there's no such thing as a chatzishir in the realm of mitzvahs. You want to eat, you can eat it, but there's absolutely no kiyum, there's no requirement, there's no need halachically for you to eat that chatzishir. So what's the answer to that question? So one could argue, maybe this is part of a lot of things that we're talking about. If you hold that according to B'yoychanan, the definition of achila has changed, that achila means not just a kezayis, but now achila means less than a kezayis, so maybe one could argue that mitzvah's achila applies to, in the mitzvah, that definition of achila applies the mitzvahs as well. So the Torah says, Be'erav teichlu matzahs. There's a mitzvah to do a ma'is achil of matzah. So the optimal ma'is achil is to eat a kezayis. That's what the Torah would like you to do. But if you're not able to do that, so don't just sit back and do nothing. Do something. So the same way that we say that it's called a little bit of an achila for Yisurim, maybe it's called a little bit of achila for mitzvahs as well. So maybe it would make sense to say chatzishir by mitzvahs. If you take the other approach in the Ramban, that it's bechlal not achila. It's a new Isser. The Isser is called chatzishir asa min haTorah. Chazis terufei. That's in the realm of Yisurim. Heichet teisa the Torah is mechalashim by mitzvahs. By mitzvahs, the Torah says, do be'erav teich l'matzahs. The only thing you got to do on Pesach night is be'erav teich l'matzahs. I'm not doing achila. So I turn around and I say, why should I bother? Why should I waste my time eating a chatzis ayis? It's nishkin achila anyway. It's like eating potatoes. That's not called achila matzah. It's a chisorin in the very etzem, the very definition of achila. That's like taking a piece of matzah and squashing it in my hand. It's nothing. I didn't do a ma'is achila with the matzah. So if you hold that achila, according to B'yechanan, ultimately is also because ayis, then one can conceive of the fact that it wouldn't necessarily spill over to the realm of mitzvahs if one defines achila in the realm of Averis, also as Chatzishir. Even the smallest amount is considered to be a Achila. It's not an Achila necessarily to be Mechayiv for, okay? So that idea, that model may carry over to Mitzvahs as well. It's not an Achila to Poti Ulagamre. So if you get more matzah later, you gotta eat more matzah later. So you didn't poti yourself with the Brachas B'Yishir, but at least you accomplished something. It wasn't a total waste of time. So that's a very, very long Shashayla that may have some very real Nafkaminas in terms of Achila, in terms of Pesach Night. There is a further question in the Rishonim and then later in the Charonim as to whether this whole concept of Chatzishir is something that's limited only in the realm of achilas. The sugya is in the Gemara for sure in the realm of achila. We've been talking for the last 45 minutes. Everything's revolving around achila. Is there a concept of chatzis shir outside of achila proper? So there is a Gemara in Masech Shabbos in the seventh parak where the Gemara throws out a phrase in the middle of the whole sugya. Is it mutter and Shabbos to cook or to bake less than the shir and Shabbos? There are different shirim for different malachas. So usually the food related malachas, the shir is kigregeris. That's a halacha moshe Sinai. That that if a person cooks the amount of food the size of a gregaris, a dried fig, or a person carries food the size of a gregaris, or he does malacha bayir teichim, whatever the different malachas that are food oriented, so the shear is usually given in the sense of a gregaris. That's a halacha moshe Messina. If you know the answer to that question, then you're one third of the way of getting into the koil. I don't think that anymore, but Rabbi Shechti years ago used to give the mechina to the guys to see whether they knew anything, so he would always like to ask them three questions. Tell me what an ogeris is, a bogeris is, and a grogeris is. For some reason, he liked those three words. So an ogeris is some kind of a dinu cheshchit and a pagam with a knife. That most of the guys had no idea what it was. A bogeris is a girl lifted the age of 12 and a half. Until the age of whatever, from 12 and a half, she's an ira, 12 and a half lunch, she's a bogeris. And a grogeris is a dried fig and afkamina for chashavs. That was his riddle. Anyway, so getting back to grogeris, and this halacha Moshe Mesinai of a grogeris. So what would the din be if a person baked or cooked on Shabbos less than that? A person puts up a very, very small amount of food on the fire, cooks it up. Would he be chayef on Shabbos? So the answer is no. Would he be? Is it also to do that on Shabbos? Like most of the beferish is also. When Shabbos, the fine dollars is beferish. V'chibut, the lafos, pachot, the gregarious. It's unheard of. Of course you're not allowed to cook or bake less than a gregarious. So why is it so unheard of? So Rashi on the spot says, the kaimel and chatzis shir osam in a Torah. So Rashi invokes that principle of chatzis shir osam in a Torah in something which is not an isser achila. The isser of cooking on Shabbos is not an isser achila. It's an isser bishul. It's nothing to do with kizai. It's nothing to do with ma'is achila. There's an isser to cook food on Shabbos. The isser, not even food. You can violate the isser bishul and non-edible things also. So comes Rashi and says that afal pichein, even though we're not in the realm of machalos asuros, still there's an isser deraisa of chatzis shir osam in a Torah. So the Chacham Tzvi writes it in Chulia. He doesn't know where Rashi got it from. Chacham Tzvi says that to the best of his knowledge, all the Gemaras and Shas that talk about Chatzis Shir are all talking about Isurei Achila. So that's the din of Rabbi Yechon. That's the chiddush of Kachelev. That's the chiddush of Chazlitz Taruf. Whatever the mocher for the din of Chatzis Shir is, but just to take that out of the realm of Achilas and plug it into other areas of Halachas, he says it's also in the Rabbanan. The Gemara never says it's also in the Torah. The Gemara just says v'chi mutter lafos pachas v'chishir. Is it mutter? No, it's not mutter. No one would ever tell you lemais you can cook less than a gregaris in Shabbos. But to say that it's an isur chatzishir gomim in a Torah, that's highly questionable. So come upon him. Even within this din of chatzishir also in a Torah, we have a lot of sveikis about how does this relate to the definition of achila. Is chazlat zerufa yasiba the simon? Is chazlat zerufa? Does this idea of chatzishir go out of the realm of averus into the realm of mitzvahs? Does it go into the realm of other areas of halacha? A lot of things that go into this discussion in terms of chatzishir. It all goes back to our beginning discussion as to we're trying to define absolutely precisely what the definition of achila is. Next week, so we'll continue with some of these discussions in terms of highlighting what exactly achila is in halacha, what achila is not in halacha.